Removing my jacket, I drop it on the armchair in the corner of my bedroom before undoing the buttons on my vest. My eyes are firmly on my wife as she walks into her walk-in closet. Hell, I can't take my eyes off her. This displeases me as much as her behavior has today. But Adeline is not a woman any man can take his eyes off. It's not her beauty that commands my attention, but rather the way she holds herself, the way she owns a room without an ounce of effort. And as much as it fucking pains me, it's also the way she doesn't back down from me. "I'm going to need more space," she says, rejoining me in the bedroom. I lift my brows. 1,000 square feet isn't enough for you? No. The challenge in her tone hits my dick. Christ. It's been 3 months since I've fucked anyone. It's also been 3 months of living and breathing Adeline. To say my dick is on edge is a fucking understatement. I remove my vest and undo the top button of my shirt. "It'll have to do." "No, Jamison, it won't do. If I have to live here for a year, I'll be bringing more stuff with me than will fit in there." She eyes my closet on the other side of the bed. "It's an easy fix. Remodel yours so it's smaller and give me the extra space." This is the first time Adeline's been in my bedroom. After I proposed my marriage deal to her 3 months ago, she's barely been to my penthouse. Any time we've spent together has been out, for show. I work my way down my buttons. "It's 1 year, Adeline. I'm not remodeling. Everything in this penthouse was custom designed. I'm not changing it for this." Pulling my shirt off, I walk into my bedroom and drop it in the laundry basket, wondering why the fuck I didn't anticipate this. Foreseeing future problems is a strength of mine, but I clearly didn't put enough thought into my marriage and the issues it would throw up. After showering, during which I try to solve the hotel development challenges Ashton detailed for me earlier when he called during the wedding reception, I wrap my towel around my waist and enter the bedroom again. Adeline is nowhere to be seen, so I pull on some sweatpants and go in search of her. Failing to locate her in the kitchen, library, or great room, I check the other end of the penthouse and find her in one of my 5 spare bedrooms. She's changed out of the dress she wore for the reception, the one that hugged her curves in ways I know I'll struggle to remove from my memory, and now wears a pair of white satin pajamas. The shorts cover her ass, but show off her long, tanned legs. I appreciate all parts of a woman's body, but legs are my downfall. Legs and breasts, and Adeline has been built for my destruction in these areas. "Why are you in here?" I ask. Glancing up from the bed where she sits, she says,
"I've decided to sleep in here."
"That's not what we agreed upon."
"Well, I also didn't agree upon other things that happened today or that I've now been presented with here, so I guess we've both got to learn to be adaptable."
"So, because you didn't get your way with an outlandish request for a closet the size of some people's homes, you're going to sulk in here?"
"I'm not sulking. I simply don't want to sleep in the same bed as you, and I don't see why I have to. We're not really husband and wife, so..."
"You know why you have to sleep in there with me. Don't be childish. It doesn't become you." She moves off the bed and comes to me, her features schooled as if she's unruffled by this conversation. I know different, though. After 3 months of being around her, I've come to know what pushes her buttons. And if there's one thing Adeline doesn't like, it's being told how to behave.
"Bill isn't going to drop by unannounced at night to check if we're sleeping together. It's absurd to think that. We only saw him 5 times during our engagement. He's not checking up on you."
Adeline doesn't know Bill Johnson like I do. The man is ruthless when it comes to his business and fierce when it comes to family. The fact both are involved in this means I can't leave anything to chance. "Bill has eyes everywhere. I'm not taking the risk. Get your ass back in my room." Her glare is glacial.
"Does this kind of approach work on women? Or is it your money that keeps them coming back for more?"